Well, I talk a lot about the products that can make your life easier, and I use and love Tear Mender. It's been around since 1932. This adhesive repairs tears on all types of clothing, fabrics, leather, vinyl, footwear, buttons. Tear Mender can also repair canvas awnings, tents, carpet, and fabric furniture. It's one product you gotta have in your home this spring as we're pulling out all the outdoor cushions and umbrellas. Tear Mender is available at your local hardware store, Amazon, or TearMender.com for more great make-do and mend solutions and ideas.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right. Best time of the day. I get to say good afternoon. Welcome to hour number 4, and you're at home with Gary Sullivan. This hour is brought to you by 3-Day Kitchen and Bath. You can get top-notch custom kitchen or bath renovations installed in just 3 days. You can give them a call at 513-229-8829 or visit 3daykitchen.com. And that's the number 3daykitchen.com. All right, taking your calls, and our phone number is 800-823-8255. And let's get to the phones. We got Kyle. Kyle, welcome.
How you doing, sir? Big fan. This is my first time getting through.
Thank you.
I've got a furnace that doesn't seem to be communicating well with my Nest. I have a Nest learning thermostat. All these settings are pretty much turned off on the Nest. So if we set the temperature, let's say it's 72, we expect it to be 72. Mm-hmm. What is happening is at random times and intermittently, the Nest will show that the heat is on, yet the temperature in the house will be 68, 67 degrees. So what I'll do is go down and reset the furnace. There's a little switch there. It's almost like a light switch. I'll turn that off. Wait a minute. Turn it back on. And the board on the furnace resets. And it's fine, at least for half a day or a few hours or what have you.
Hmm.
So I had a company come out, and they just kept blaming the Nest. And I said, well, all of our settings are having us run it manually. So I'm not really sure what the problem is there.
And they couldn't do any diagnosis to find out what the problem is?
They told us that it's the Nest, and you need to walk in front of the Nest, and it needs to know that someone's home. However, the home away setting on the Nest is off. So
yeah, that's what I was going to ask you.
Yeah, no. So again, we run that manually. So I'm wondering if it's a problem with the board somewhere.
It could be. It could be. The board. How long have you had the Nest in there?
2 years. Last winter, we didn't have any of these problems.
Okay. And batteries are usually good or dead. They're not halfway.
The Nest is getting all the power it needs to.
Okay. So it's not the electric panel. It's not the breaker. It's not the batteries. You check all the connections and everything, especially down on the board for loose connections, older wires, wires that are frayed. Those things could certainly come into play.
Okay.
Maybe
I'll just have to get another company to come take a look.
And sometimes doing that it's the reason I don't think it is through the common checklist, you know, the battery, the circuit breaker, the electrical panel, frayed wires, loose wires, because you click it off, and then when you click it on, it resets and it works.
Immediately. Yeah.
So that kind of tells me that it could be something in that board.
Okay.
How long does it last after the reset?
It could be a day. It could be 2 days. It could be yesterday, for example, I've had to do it a handful of times this week. Yesterday, for example, it was just a few hours, and we feel like, oh, it's cold in here. Well, I go look, and the heater hadn't clicked on for a while. The Nest, again, showing that it's orange. It's showing that it's telling the thermostat or showing the furnace that it should be clicking on heat, but the furnace just doesn't turn on.
I think
again, it's intermittent. It's very random.
I think I'd get an HVAC guy out there. I really would. I'd check it that board. And, you know, I think the opposite, obviously, again, not there, but I think the opposite. I think the Nest is sending all the information. And why, when you turn that off, does it all of a sudden have the ability to communicate to the Nest? It sounds like the Nest is doing its job. You're not resetting that.
No.
So, yeah, I'm kind of leaning on that board also. I think I'd get another HVAC company out there and tell them what's going on before, you know, you call them out there. You know, say, listen, I had another HVAC company out there. Here's my problem. This is what happened. And I think you're probably going to, you know, connect with somebody that's going to do a diagnosis and figure out what the heck's going on, which should have happened the first time.
Well, I appreciate it.
All right. Good luck, Kyle. Thanks. Take care. Bye-bye. All right. Again, the lines are open. It's 513-749-5500, 513-749-5500. You can grab a line talking about projects around your home, and we've covered a whole bunch today, and it's been very interesting. You know, one of the things, I don't know if you noticed that, came up in a conversation, I'm going to say 5 years ago, and it was in Cincinnati. I guess we may have had our furnace on 3 weeks ago. We had a little chilly weather, but then we had some great weather. We had windows open. I'm sure most people weren't heating their homes. And then all of a sudden this week, boom, the bottom drops out. It gets really cold. And what happens? It gets really cold, we're all inside, and then everybody starts getting head colds and junk like that. Not everybody, but it becomes a big deal. A lot of times, this is due to what I've preached before, and that is the stack effect. Basements, I always talk about the amount of water vapor, like 8 to 10 gallons. I think it's like a gallon of water vapor every couple hours enters your home through your basement. And basements have that musty smell. And sometimes, you know, there's leaks and some people, you know, you get mold. And that basement isn't the most healthy place in the house. And then we turn on the furnace and we got the fan going all the time and we start distributing those pollutants throughout the home. And people start getting head colds and things like that, respiratory issues and things like that, which can be kind of traced down to the unhealthy air that's down in our basement. My point being on that is that's why Charlie Begley is going to join us at 12:30 today. And, you know, he's with EverDry Waterproofing, and certainly they do a great job waterproofing homes. And I really want to talk about just how, you know, some of his experiences and entering a home that has unhealthy home conditions. They're out there. And we kind of continue to make that problem a little bigger because I sit and talk about caulking windows and doors and things like that, making our homes tighter. And the tighter they get, the more we hold these pollutants inside our homes. So anyway, Charlie will be joining us at 12:30. All right, Dennis, if you could just sit tight, we're going to take a break, and I will come to you right after the break. If you'd like to join us, 800-823-8255, lines open for you at home with Gary Sullivan right here on 55KRC, the talk station. All right, and back to work we go. 12:18 on your Saturday. It looks lovely out, but a little chilly, so buckle up. Buckle up and buck up. It's It's that time of year. All right, let's get to Dennis. Dennis, welcome.
Thank you, Gary.
Yes, sir.
I think you had someone on from Roto-Rooter earlier.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's when I just tuned in and talked about disposals and heat tape.
Uh-huh.
The English language is so complicated. He said, don't leave your heat tapes on. And I think more specifically, he meant don't leave them powered on, not that you have to physically remove them.
Great point. That is exactly the way he said it. You're exactly right. The heat tapes can stay on the pipe, but you don't turn them on. There's a thermostat in there, and it'll turn off and on a lot of them, correct?
Correct. If you trust the engineering, so many things are made in China today, and they're not known for their quality. They're noted for underpricing.
Yeah, well, another thing, and that's a very good point, is make sure that's UL listed, not only on heat tapes, but even portable heaters this time of year. There's, you know, whenever we're introducing power and heat, you should make sure you're as protected as you know to be protected. UL listings certainly help. If you're getting into heaters, tip over switches and that, all, you know, good things to have on a portable heater. But yeah, you're exactly right. If you got a heat tape, you can power them on, but really you should, you know, eliminate the power when you're not into an area where it even needs to be on. Now, if you're away from the home, that's another thing during the wintertime.
Yeah, I just didn't want people thinking they have to physically remove them, take their insulation off and all that stuff.
Right, right. You don't overlap a heat type, and if you're going to put them on, please read the instructions.
And there
I appreciate your tip. Thank you, Dennis. Take care. You betcha. Bye-bye. I didn't say anything. I did hear him say that you can't leave the heat tape on, and I knew what he meant, but maybe we don't want anybody confused, and we appreciate that call. Phone number 749-5500. You can grab a line as we're talking a little home improvement. Do yourself a favor. We didn't spend a lot of time talking about that with Paul from Roto-Rooter. But if you are new to your home, and even if you're not new to your home, and you've had problems in the past with pipes that freeze, I would really make sure that has been corrected, meaning when it froze and you thawed it and you probably insulated it. You know, just double check. Any exposed pipe should be an area where it's maintaining a heat source. I tell the story often that in my attic, about the fourth year we were here at this home, the pipe froze. And, of course, it's Christmas morning, of course. And got up in the attic and thawing the pipe. And, well, the reason the pipe thawed is when they built the house, the pipe running from the second floor into the attic did not make between the studded wall. It just came up outside the wall. So it was a bare pipe in the attic. And it froze. It only froze when it got down to 5 below, though. It stayed okay till then. And, of course, we had to insulate that pipe and make sure that wasn't going to become a regular problem. And every home may have one. So check pipes in crawl spaces, garages, attics, different things like that. And you should not see exposed copper pipes or exposed water lines. Also underneath cabinets, we heard him talk about that. Older homes built in the 30s and 20s and 40s, and it's right up against a, you know, block wall, and not good. Yeah, keeping up the open the doors to get some heat back there, that's fine, but get those drain lines and water lines insulated. That's going to help you a bunch. All right, let's go to Dave. Dave, welcome.
Gary.
Yes, sir.
I'm not an HVAC guy, but I pretend to be one at home anyway.
Very good.
Your last caller a couple ago about the guy with the Nest and the furnace.
Uh-huh.
I had a similar problem like that. And what I found was in the morning, the little motor that turns on in the furnace to exhaust the gases, this is a gas furnace.
Mm-hmm.
So the natural gas. So it would turn on, and first it would, the computer little board inside would test to make sure that the pressures were correct before it would ignite the gas.
Mm-hmm.
And if the motor wasn't exhausting the air properly, maybe it might fail, because in my case, the little motor has a little squirrel cage in it. And that squirrel cage was a little loose on its shaft, and it was binding, and it wouldn't turn all the time. And when it was really cold in the morning, it would do that. It would not turn good, and thus it would fail. And by the time I came down, opened the furnace up, took the cover off, got some heat in there, and then reset the electronics by slipping the switch off and on.
Right.
It would pass and work.
Yeah.
And I couldn't figure out why until I found that that was the problem. Another issue could be the vent going outside could be clogged
mm-hmm.
with who knows what. So
yeah, so this, that that's interesting. And, you know, certainly I don't even pretend to be an HVAC guy, but I felt pretty strongly it wasn't his Nest thermostat. You know,
yeah,
that it certainly sounded like
either, right?
It had to do something with the furnace. I wasn't thinking about that whole, you know, evacuating the gases and all that. But that makes sense, and it really makes sense. Once he said he flipped the switch, it reset it, and it worked.
Mm-hmm.
I crossed off the thermostat. It's either
absolutely
a furnace problem, or maybe even that, you know, electronic pad that's in there. I know they got to communicate, but I don't know what would fail in there outside of maybe loose wires, frayed wires. I don't know. But I like your answer. And you know, we can
mm-hmm.
use this time too, Dave, for people that, you know, are not well-versed in furnaces, and they always wonder why I should have a furnace inspection every year. You know, that might be a good reason on why you want to do that.
Oh, I had other people stumped with it until I just buckled
yeah.
down and looked real hard at it, because it only happened on cold in the morning when it first, you know, it would be cool at night in the house, mm-hmm. and then it would kick on at 6:30 in the morning to warm up the house or something, and it, that's when it failed. And,
interesting.
When it was really cold out, it would fail more often.
Sure.
So that little circuit board that I have in my furnace had a little blinking air code on it.
Mm-hmm.
A little LED would just blink a certain
right.
code number, and the little chart was there next
right.
to it, what it meant. But
right.
it didn't tell you exactly what it meant. It just meant it failed.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was on the older furnaces, and they weren't quite the 95 efficient furnaces, but there used to be a little, almost like a screen down at the bottom of it, and it would get clogged with dust, and they would fail. And
green, yeah.
Yeah, it was a really easy maintenance thing, but nobody really knew it was there or what it served. And sure enough, it was a thing that knocked out a lot of furnaces, and it was just a little screen. It was like a dryer screen. So
yeah, I think some people overthink the problems, that, you know, the Nest is the problem. Nah,
yeah.
It's telling it to turn on, and it's not turning on. So that's
right.
the furnace. There you go.
Right, right. It's easy to blame the newest thing, right? Blame the newest thing. Oh, that's new. That's
yeah.
what's causing all your problem. All right, Dave. Well, thanks a lot for calling.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It. Take care.
Like your show. Love it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Yeah, that kind of makes sense. Coming back to another thing, too, before we talk about a healthy home and what you can do to make a home healthy, another thing you need to kind of think about is changing those furnace filters. I ran into it the other day. I get my air handling unit, furnace, air conditioner serviced every year. And I change my filters religiously. And the fellow was cleaning. He goes, "Wow, man, you just must put a new filter in. It's really clean." I said, yeah, you know, I take a pleated filter, and I put it in every 90 days. And during the holidays, when there's a lot of traffic in the house, I might go 70 days, or at least I'll take a peek at it. And he started telling me about some of the filters that he finds in people's homes. Now, this is not a difficult project, and many people right now might be laughing. They, yeah, I do that all the time. Why are you even talking about it? Because some people don't. And think about this. You're paying to condition air, either to cool or to heat, depending on the season. And then that air handler is distributing what you've paid to heat or cool throughout your whole house. And, you know, there's air movement. We have a filter. But if that filter is clogged, there's less air movement. There's less cubic feet of air being moved through your house. And if it's not being moved through your house, it's not satisfying the thermostat, so it keeps calling for more. And it keeps working harder and harder and harder. And the harder that works, the more you pay. So that very inexpensive filter, not maintained, is costing you money. Just remember that. All right, and that's another good reason to, we've heard a couple good reasons why you have that unit serviced annually. Looking for frayed wires, loose connections, problems, questions, etc. And most all places will give a discount on parts and put you to the top of the line if you run into a problem during a tough time of year where it's tough to get a technician out to your house. So there's benefits there also. All right, Charlie Bagley, he is with EverDry Waterproofing right here in the greater Cincinnati area. We'll chat with him about having a healthy home. That'll be all next as we continue At Home with Gary Sullivan right here on 55KRC, the talk station. All right, 12:34 on your Saturday, At Home with Gary Sullivan. Again, we got sunny skies, a little breezy, and it's chilly out. And sounds like it's going to be a little warmer next week, and I hope everybody has a wonderful Thanksgiving. Joining me now, Charlie Bagley. He is with EverDry Waterproofing. Charlie, welcome again to At Home with Gary Sullivan. How you doing, man?
Good afternoon, Gary, you and your listeners. Beautiful day, like you say, you know, and I'm always listening to your show, and here I'm hearing you talk about these air filters. I love it. And, you know, a healthy home involves a lot of things, and that's where we really start, you know,
right.
Your air in your home. And those filters, now, I had a very wise man once tell me, this was a HVAC guy, mm-hmm. that on your, he asked me the question, Charlie, how often you change your filters? And I said, you know, every 2-3 months. He said, what kind you buy? I said, I buy them good ones. Them real nice, expensive ones, you know. He said, you really don't need that, Charlie.
Yeah.
If
yeah.
you change them monthly, change your filter every time you get your electric bill, and you can do with the little lesser charge.
Right.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Right.
So do that monthly. That's very, very important. I'm glad you brought that up. And that's what we want to talk about, I think, is healthy homes, Gary.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're right, Charlie, on those air filters, just for everybody, since you brought it up, there is a rating on those pleated filters. It's called a MERV rating. And if mm-hmm. you get up to probably a MERV 12 or 14, it can actually filter out something as small as a 0.3 microns, which is almost a virus. I mean, that's
yes,
how
sir.
Small it is. When you get those non-pleated filters, that'd be like filtering out basketballs. It doesn't even have a MERV rating. But when you get those maybe $4 pleated filters, the inexpensive mm-hmm. ones, those
yes,
things
sir.
Have like a MERV rating of about 6 or 7, which isn't bad. Yeah. So I totally agree mm-hmm. with you.
Yeah, that's what all I'm trying to say there, you know, and we measure things and our free inspections, Gary, we bring in air machines. We're going to measure the air quality in your home, and we will tell you about where you're at and where you should be and explain the differences and how mm-hmm. to get it where you have a healthy home. If you're dealing with any type of moisture in your home, by the way, it will be back. We've mm-hmm. had a dry year this year. It will be back, but the bottom line, if you're dealing with any moisture in your home at all, you're going to have situations. Let us come in, take a look, kind of point you in the right direction. Ventilation's a big thing today, and I'll let you talk about that a little bit, sir.
Sure, sure. Well, Charlie, of course, is with EverDry Waterproofing, and I think what we're kind of talking about is this is a two-headed monster. Certainly,
yes.
The first monster is water that you can see that is in your home, and then the other head of that monster is the water that we can't see, and also indoor pollutants that can't escape. And when you get calls for an inspection in a basement, you say you test the air. I'm going to say, do you really need to test it, or do you need to just walk downstairs?
You know, generally, here's the deal. If you can smell, you know, the best test in the world is your nose. Okay?
Right.
If you're smelling an odor in your home, guess what? That's not supposed to be there. They're not just basement odors, Gary. That's back in the days. People used to use their basements for root cellars and different things and keep their canned goods and everything. Well, today people are living down here. We've got people living in unhealthy conditions, bedrooms and living rooms and playrooms with moisture down there and stuff growing and stuff you can't see. 90% of this stuff you can't see. 10% of you see that the other stuff's hiding behind these drywalls and paneling and under carpets. And if you have a little bitty leak and that carpet gets wet, think about throwing a towel into a garage. You went to the beach and you got a towel and you throw it in the garage and you forget about it for 2 days, 48 right. hours. And you go out there and pick that towel up. What's that thing smell like?
Yeah, smells bad.
Okay, well, you know what's growing there. I don't have to say that.
Right.
So that's all we're trying to say. If you're smelling odors, please give us a call. Let us come out. We'll take a look. We'll measure things that the human eye can't see. And we'll tell you, we send it to an independent lab in Portland, Oregon here. Air Advice, look it up on the internet. You know, it's a very reputable firm, and this is real, and this stuff is real today. And that's what it's all about, healthy home. Waterproofing, I don't know. You have to waterproof it, but, you know, in order to get a healthy home. But it's not about the waterproofing today. It's about a healthy home. So my goodness, it is what it is. Yeah.
So, Charlie, I remember being on a job site that EverDry was doing over in the Westchester area, and I remember it vividly because the owner of the home was literally scared to go into her basement. It was a block foundation. She could actually see outside the block had bowed, and she was scared to go downstairs. And I guess molds and unhealthiness affects different people different ways, but when I went down there, my eyes start watering and I start sneezing, and she goes, "See, it's happening to him." I mean, is that common with the issues you run into?
Yes, sir. If you remember, her son was the one that had to come down and deal with us down there so we could show him what we were doing and everything. She wouldn't even come down, you know, and until we were done and she saw what was happening. So very, very common, Gary. People don't understand. You know, you're sniffling around your house. You're sniffling, you're sneezing, you're coughing. That's normal, little allergies and stuff like that. Well, you know, okay. You know, we can say what we want. But if you're smelling funny odors, if you have any type moisture stuff, truly, folks, it's probably not your allergies. It's probably your home. And do you feel any different after you leave your home? Mm-hmm. Does your home smell a little different when you walk back into it from the fresh air outside? They say today the indoor air quality, Gary, this is the EPA, not EverDry. The EPA states that the indoor air quality is 3 to 5 times worse today than ever before. It all started in the 70s, I think, as you well know, with the energy crisis, everybody putting on new windows, new doors, sidings, and insulating everything. Well, the problem with that is if you had a moisture problem, Gary, you're living in a let's call it a Tupperware bowl effect. You're closing up all this moisture in your home, and it's continuing to come in, and we all know what moisture creates within as little as 48 hours, and that's the home, that's the stuff you're breathing in your home. We need to get out there, take a look for you if you smell any kind of odors, anything of anything of that nature. So
you say you're testing the air. What are you testing it for?
Particulates. We will check the humidity levels, the temperature levels, the chemicals in the air. We'll check for carbon dioxide, carbon monoxide, and again, the particulates that are in the air. It tells us a whole lot, and it'll tell you a whole lot about your home. Particulates can be from a lot of VOC emissions. You know, VOC emissions are not only mold emissions. That's new furniture. That's carpeting. That's chemicals. There's a lot of stuff that can be in your air that's affecting your home and affecting you. So we can break that down a little bit for you and get you pointed in the right direction. You know, everything's about ventilation today, Gary.
Right.
Well, that's trying to enclose everything. We're trying to get ventilation. I can talk about. Yeah, go right ahead, sir.
Yeah, no, I was going to, you know, as you're talking about the basement, the one thing that I had talked before you came on, maybe you heard me speak on it, is it's interesting. We've had some beautiful weather for the last 4 weeks. I mean, it was just gorgeous.
Yes.
Probably one of the nicest, sunniest falls we've had. And then it turned cold this week. Not like that's a surprise to anybody, but our furnaces went on. And then about Wednesday and Thursday, I started hearing different buddies of mine, he's got a head cold or he's sick. And it happened like three guys. And I'm thinking like, that's kind of the stack effect. This happens every year when our furnaces first go on. Can you explain what happens? How's that happen?
Let's make it real simple. A warm air rises, cold air goes down. You know, a hot air balloon is going to fly in the air, Gary. Anything heavier than your normal air you're breathing, cool, damp air, toxins, moisture, cooking odors, dry rot spores, mold spores, anything heavier than air is going to work its way to the lowest level of the home. So now we've got this stuff in the basement. Well, guess what's in your basement? Your furnace. So now your furnace is kicking on. Now this furnace is sending this stuff right back through this cycle, and you have nothing but this air going through your home, the stack effect, and we're shooting all the stuff that worked its way to the basement right back up to the top of the house, and this stuff lays there, and we're breathing this daily. And again, keep them air filters clean, folks. You know, that's very, very important. So you know, that's a simple way to explain it, Gary. It's just the warm air rises and cool air
just starts
goes
shuffling
to the
it all about. Makes a big old cocktail for us to breathe.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I mean, you know, what happens, your air goes upstairs. Now you have your return vent that pulls it back down. So you've got a constant flow of this stuff, whatever you're breathing in your home, you're breathing it 24 hours a day, you know, so...
Well, there's a couple things we don't want. We don't want to be breathing that. We also don't want a wet basement. So we'll take a break, and we've addressed the unhealthiness of it, but how in the world do we stop it? Because there's water we don't see that comes right in through the walls, and we still can't see it. It's the humidity. It's the water vapor. And then we got running water that's coming, you know, through a wall or up through the floor, and you got to stop that. And Charlie's going to kind of walk us through, because the beautiful thing about EverDry is they have a system. They address this two-headed monster, and that's what we'll do next as we continue. You're at home with Gary Sullivan right here on 55KRC, The Talks. All right, back at it we go, 12:48. And Charlie Begley, he is my guest. He is with EverDry Waterproofing. We've been talking about how to take your home, if it's in an unhealthy situation, and how to make it healthy. And what's going on with molds and pollutants inside a basement. And, of course, I talked about the two-headed monster. In a lot of cases, these problems all start with a leaky basement. And, Charlie, I think that's one of the great things and why I talk about EverDry all the time is you really address the whole project, because it is a two-headed monster.
Yes, sir, Gary. And actually, you know, we're dealing with a three-headed monster. If you want to think about it, you've got surface water you're dealing with, you've got groundwater you're dealing with, and now you got the humidity in the air. You know, so there's three sources there that we're constantly dealing with that homeowners are having to battle. You know, and too little of humidity in your home. You know, you get down to around 30% humidity, that causes viral type infections, Gary. You want to keep it around 50 for relative humidity. Keep it at about 50%, 40 to 50%. You get up around 60, now we're starting to get the other type of problems. You know, we start getting the flus and all the type stuffs that happen, and the allergies and all this stuff goes on. So you can go either way with it. You don't want to get too dry. You can't have it too damp. So it's a constant battle down there, and EverDry is able to address all of that with the type systems we install, sir.
So if people smell these odors or concerned that they see water, what is the process when you work with EverDry?
Well, first, we'd ask you to contact us, you know, get a hold of us. Let us set up an appointment for you. Very simple, no hassle. We'll get out there, no charge. Inspect the entire foundation for you, all four walls inside and out. We'll run several different tests. We'll do mold tests for you. We'll do air tests. We'll do a moisture test for you. Our trained specialists will get out there and again, evaluate the whole situation for you. Depending on what's going on, they'll evaluate it, leave you with an estimate and your choice to do what you want with.
So when you do a project, you told me what kind of what's causing the unhealthy air, mm-hmm. but the one right. thing is cold air still settles, warm air still rises.
Yes, sir.
Water vapor still enters our home, does it not? I mean, you stop the running water, but isn't the yes, water sir. Vapor still coming? How do we make that home healthier? Yeah, how does it
get
healthy?
There's always going to be moisture in the air, and you have to control that, Gary. We do that with our Easy Breathe ventilation system. This is the catalyst. This is what takes care of business today. This is really what everything's about today is a healthy home and this healthy air machine, this healthy, the Easy Breathe ventilation system. And we can't say enough about it. We've been installing this since around 02. And boy, has it gone wild here. I mean, today everybody talks about ventilation in the home, and coupled with our system, the system we install, as everyone knows, takes care of the surface water because we're working outside. Outside systems are for outside water. We do an inside system. Inside systems are for groundwater. And now we have the Easy Breathe system to take care of the air. You have a completely healthy home when we're out of there, Gary, and we have backup pumping systems today for peace of mind type things for when you're on vacations. And the backup system we have today literally contacts you as a homeowner, and you call us. It will send you a text like, "Hey, I'm not working properly. Call EverDry. Have them come out mm-hmm. and take a look at it." Today's mm-hmm. technology is incredible, and
that gives a lot
sir.
Of peace of mind. Then, so can you do this work? I mean, it's got to be, these issues have to be, I would say, more prevalent in the wintertime because our home is really buckled up. And it's usually wet and it's usually damp. My knees will tell you that.
Yes, sir.
Does EverDry, do you work year-round? Can these be solved year-round?
Yeah, Gary, we'd rather work in the winter. These guys, you know, it's cooler, and as hard as this job is, they stay warm enough when they're working outside and everything. So yeah, we're a year round company, 24/7, pretty much. You know, especially for any situations or anything out there, we take care of business. And yes, sir.
So when you're taking care of this, is there any warranty on this work that we're doing? I'm stopping the running water. I'm controlling everything on the inside of my house. It sounds wonderful. Is it guaranteed? Is it warranted?
We have the most comprehensive and unique warranty in the industry, Gary, and that's what differs EverDry from all the other companies out there today. We cover the old damage. That's, of course, what we take care of. Something new happens. You get a spot of moisture on the wall or the floor 10 years from today. It's as simple as a phone call. No trip charge, no labor charge, no material charge. We're going to be there for you. We cover the pumping systems. The warranty is transferable, Gary. You sell the home, you pass it down to your children. That warranty goes right along with the foundation there. So we're buying a piece of the rock, EverDry. I guess that's a good way to look at it, you know. And we're going to be there for you. We've got over 25,000 customers out of our territory, well over hundreds of 100,000 nationwide. You know, there's about 14 EverDry locations nationwide, and we're about the second largest here in Cincinnati.
Yep. And I've watched your company grow, and I've watched your system increase. And, you know, you probably know it better than I do. You know, beginning was all about, you know, water control and patching. And now you're controlling humidities and pollutants and backup sump wells, and I mean you're really, it's a comprehensive waterproofing project for your home, and certainly, you know, with a warranty
I tell these inspectors, Gary, that they're out there, they're more like a doctor today. These guys are educated on what causes things to happen, all these problems. They're educated on the problems themselves, and they're out there diagnosing and offering different type of, I'm going to call them surgeries. What are you looking for? What do you want to accomplish? You know, And that's pretty true. And that's true. Yeah, we're very, very proud of what we do here in Cincinnati. And we've got thousands of homeowners to attest to the fact that we do a great job. Look at our BBBs online, all of our posts, everything. We get reviews and different things. We do a great job, Gary. We're very proud of our operation, sir. And you've
very
been a
good.
Big part of it over the year. You're a big part of it, getting our name out there, sir.
Well, I appreciate it. It's nice to be able to deal with someone that's looking at the whole problem and addressing all the areas.
I remember you telling us, you're not gonna work for anybody that's not an A+. So
right. That's
exactly
right.
We've always been able to stand up to that. We've always been able to stand up to that for you, sir.
I appreciate it. Charlie, if people right now, maybe their interest is peaked, they know they need to do something, how do they start the process? How do they get a hold of you?
Like I said, simply give us a call, 513-874-7200. The website, everdrycincy.com. Call the office, get on the web. You can set up an appointment online here. We'll be out there for you at your convenience 6 days a week. We've expanded our hours now. It's a great time to get a hold of us right now, before the spring rains, Gary, because it's kind of like Poltergeist. It's coming back.
Well, it's like nobody thought it was going to get cold either. It's got cold.
here we are, sir.
There you go. All right, Charlie, well, you have a happy Thanksgiving. Thanks so much for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you, Gary. Thank you, sir.
All right. Take care, my friend. All righty. So, there is a lot going on. I have watched that system, cover more areas, and it needs to cover more areas. It's not just getting somebody in there with a backhoe, okay? It's substantial. You got to change the whole health of that home if you have problems with leaks and moisture, no matter how it's getting into your home. And that's what they do. They take a comprehensive look at the home. And decide exactly whether it's something as simple as changing the grating or cleaning out the gutters, or you've got a problem here. And that's what I like, looking at that whole big picture. Whenever you have a problem in anything in your home, you got to look at the big picture. Usually what you're seeing is the result of the problem. You're not really seeing the problem. So that's what I love about EverDry. All right, been a very busy day. You can pick up the podcast, of course, on the iHeart app. It's Podcast at Home with Gary Sullivan. You can listen to our interviews. You can listen to our calls. Each hour, Danny Boy's got them up. And Danny, job well done today. He had his lunch. He's going to work another hour, and he's going home. Good Lord willing, though, we'll both be back tomorrow for more At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Well, I talk a lot about the products that can make your life easier, and I use and love Tear Mender. It's been around since 1932. This adhesive repairs tears on all types of clothing, fabrics, leather, vinyl, footwear, buttons. Tear Mender can also repair canvas awnings, tents, carpet, and fabric furniture. It's one product you gotta have in your home this spring as we're pulling out all the outdoor cushions and umbrellas. Tear Mender is available at your local hardware store, Amazon, or tearmender.com for more great make, do, and mend solutions and ideas.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.